Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of December 2016, and this is the 498th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's an exquisite day today. It has been pretty much from all week. We've had these lovely days that are not too hot, but sunny, and the wind has dropped from the way it was or has been for a number of weeks before that. So it's a really lovely atmosphere to be out and about in. And today I've really noticed this sort of schools out mood that people are in, and I'm sure that's helped by the weather. The cafe today was open for the last time. And we had the quiz as usual, but there were so many people with the quiz, we kept having to move chairs and tables to accommodate them. So that was quite a nice kind of festive end to our cafe mornings. It's going to be very strange for the next, well, nearly 3 weeks of not having that morning ritual. Well, not having the ritual of just going there for a cup of tea, and certainly not having the ritual of doing the quiz. So it feels as if we've entered, or I've entered, a different phase, a different season somehow, just because things, it's so strange the way things sort of slow down at one level and speed up at another. And it is really only a very few days to Christmas, and I don't know, I don't know what I think. I feel okay about it now, but I have been very tired today. I had about a 4 hour sleep from mid morning to sort of just after lunch. It was just, I just couldn't stay awake. I had to take someone to the airport this morning, and that was fine. But when I got back, I was really, really tired. But I am now in the fortunate position of having a little car for 10 days too, so I can move about and deliver things and pick things up, which is really useful to have that access. So, yes, I can. What I sense too with this sort of change, which is also the solstice. I'm sure the solstice does this too. This idea of a turn into something else. I feel as if I shouldn't be working at the moment. I know I've just had a month off, but it feels as if everyone is stopping, and I'm finding it very hard to persuade myself not to. In fact, wondering whether I should, in fact, persuade myself not to take that time off, or whether to use this time to have a bit of a reflection of the year and to think a bit about what I want to do next year. I don't mean in any huge goal-setting way, but just a sort of taking account and celebrating, I suppose, celebrating the things that have happened in this last year and not just letting them disappear as the year disappears. So I am thinking about that. I'm not thinking about stopping the podcasts as I lead up to 500. That feels that I would never kind of miss that out. Miss the occasion out. But I am going to start thinking a bit about what's working and what's not working of what I'm doing, and what people out there would like to see continued and what is less important. So that'll be interesting too. So if you have any comments, do leave them under the podcast on my website page. But don't send me an email using that email link. It's not working at the moment, and I need to work out why. So I am reconsidering things at the moment too. This afternoon I've been having a little brainstorm with Moll. Damned, I'll see how that goes tomorrow as well. But it is getting quite difficult to concentrate on something like that while so many other things are going on and while we're organising other things like ringing in this lead up to Christmas. So this winding down time, perhaps, winding up, people are winding up to Christmas and festivities, but winding down from their work. I'm wondering what you're doing too, and how much that's different in Europe and the States in particular, where there isn't that sense of taking huge amounts of time off in the middle of winter. I know people have much shorter breaks, whereas here, this is our long school holidays, and lots of people take a good chunk of January off as well. Whilst the weather is sunny, so it is a much longer, so it's much more easier to see it as a kind of entire season of a different way of being in the world. And of course there are those of us who feel more comfortable in the other hemisphere. Always there are going to be those like me who are a little bit contrary. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that if you've needed a long rest, then that you've had it like me, and that you feel better the other end of it. Or if you're feeling a bit weary this morning when you wake up, if this is the beginning of your day, that you are able to take it easy, that you don't relinquish the other things in your life and be too focused on work as the environment becomes less friendly towards people having undistracted space. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I was just going to close off, but I remembered I had an important announcement to make. And that is, yesterday I mentioned, as I was walking along and doing and recording this, as I was walking via Knocklofty to the shop and saying that I wasn't sure how well I'd be able to walk home along the hard pavements, but that maybe there would be someone at the shop who would be able to give me a lift, and lo and behold, I was given a lift. And not only was I given a lift, I was given a lift in a Rolls Royce. So I came home in a Rolls Royce, and there's a photograph of it accompanying this podcast. It was a fabulous car. I think it's it's a 1970s Rolls Royce, and the headlights have these little brushes attached to them, I guess, to clean them as they go in the rain. They must be like little windscreen wipers, I suppose. And I tried to get that into the photograph that I took of this Rolls Royce. And later I was talking to my sister, and she said, "Oh, wasn't Henry Royce the chap who lived in West Wittering, which is where my grandmother lived and where we used to spend lots of summer holidays when we were really young before we moved to Switzerland, and even some afterwards as well. And we used to spend a lot of time on the beaches in strong winds and with sand and sandwiches, and a very, very sharp scree is what I kind of remember, but also a really good fun time. And it turns out that Henry Royce did live in West Wittering, and in fact the first His first concept for the Rolls-Royce engine was sketched out during his walks on the sand at West Wittering Beach. So that was a rather nice end to my day yesterday. Anyway, thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.